Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply.
The players have been told by the manager to take absolutely nothing for granted. Close the show in this second leg. Fernandez with a corner. Goes a long way in there and they couldn't quite get the vital touch at the end of it all. Casemiro making a nuisance of himself. Calistri helps set that up. There's something maybe here. Perez playing it through for one. He's got a wonderful chance here and puts it wide. Massive moment for Real Betis. They needed that. They desperately needed it. And the goal didn't arrive.
That was a huge opportunity there.
Got through a few challenges. This is the 41-year-old Joaquin. Oh! Seemed to take a deflection on the way. Did. It's a corner.
He's taken a deflection, has hit the outside of the post, I think. Ian. Entertaining game, end-to-end stuff, really enjoyable.
Calistri, great cameo from him from the bench last week. Wonderful chance, not taken by Manchester United, but the flag does go up, so Rashford's blushes are spared.
What a strange decision to chest it.
This ball is cut out by William Carvalho. That's a good defensive midfield they have there with Guido Rodriguez and William Carvalho. And a lovely run. And De Gea stops Wanley. That was going goalwards. It was an important stop.
Yeah, it was a very good stop. David De Gea seen the run of Wanley. It's a beautifully weighted pass.
In the last action of the half, you would think it's a free kick by Bruno Fernandes. And Calistri and Weghorst! It came off the woodwork and didn't go in for Manchester United. Well, that's a dramatic end to a dramatic half.
I just think it was Weghorst in an offside position. He was stretching out.
Rotate or not. Oh, clever! Near post header. Beaten away by De Gea. It was Perez. Rashford thought about the shot. Fernandez, Rashford. Oh, it's a great move! And can you believe it? He's put that into the upper tier behind that goal. Casemiro. Great switch of the play. Rashford again. United are threatening one and they've got one! Super hit! Much harder than the two chances he didn't take, and he plants that one with a bit of swerve into the corner of the net. Manchester United 5-1 up in the tie. And that will be it for the night. Manchester United are into a European quarterfinal for the 28th time in their history.
Yeah, 28th quarterfinal. That's the difference between a club with big history and a club like Manchester City with no history, who have bought themselves success. You are, of course, listening to BetMUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the BetMUFC Twitter account at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. The Soccer Gambling Podcast is at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. All these shows are hosted by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They are on Twitter at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, make sure you follow my other Twitter account as well. It is at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. That is the Twitter account for LockBetting.com, the premium pay service that has delivered 117 months in a row of transparent track profit, and the Lock Betting Podcast, where you can get free sports podcasts, including Das Bundesliga Show. Now, Lock Betting is well on the way to 118 months in a row of transparent track profit after going 6-0 with our round of 16 futures for the Europa League and the Champions League, taking our futures percentage to 82%. For futures of one unit and bigger all time. That is a phenomenal number. That is no longer sports gambling. That is sports investing. And what do you expect? We have delivered 117 months in a row of transparent track profit. If you want to do your research, all of the spreadsheets are posted on the lockbetting.com website where you can sign up. If you want to do some quick due diligence, then simply always look at the pinned tweet on the Twitter account at lockbetting.com. That is the P&L from the previous month. And at the moment, you can look at the month of February. Also, the same handle at lockbetting.com is the handle for the TikTok account. We have a really fun TikTok account. We post 30 to 45 second videos, giving you betting information that you can use to pick winners. We post the same videos on the Instagram as well. The Instagram is simply at LockBetting. So, moving on with this edition of BetMUFC, Manchester United are through to the quarterfinals of the Europa League. We played the clip at the top of the show from the game against Real Betis. Of course, Manchester United were already pretty much through going into that game after winning the first leg by 4-1 at Old Trafford. I think it might have made more sense to actually play the more significant game, which would have been Sporting Lisbon eliminating Arsenal. As a result of that, Manchester United are now the clear runaway favourites to win the competition. And of course, it was a wonder goal from Sporting that helped them eliminate Arsenal. That's what forced the game to go into extra time. And Sporting eliminated Arsenal via a shootout. So Man United, now the clear front runners for the Europa League. Prior to that, Arsenal and Man United were quite close together. Now Manchester United are the 6-4 plus 150 favourites. And you have to go all the way down to 5-1 to get the next team, which is Juventus. It's 6-1 on Roma. It's 8-1 on Bayer Leverkusen. And 9-1 on Sevilla, who Manchester United will play in the next round. Everybody else is bigger than 10-1. For me, I'm eyeing up a final between Manchester United and Bayer Leverkusen, as Manchester United look to add their second trophy to the trophy cabinet this season and also finish in that top four. But we could also get a third one, or we could at least get ourselves to a third final. Of course, Manchester City are the favourites to win the FA Cup, but Manchester United are still in the tournament, and we have another home game. We have a home quarterfinal tomorrow against Fulham, and we will be covering that shortly. Before we get to that, let me quickly take a time out to tell you guys about WynnBET. WynnBET is, of course, the online sportsbook, the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast. WynnBET is now available in a bunch of states and is also now available in Massachusetts. We've been talking about WynnBET for a while here on the show. And at this point, everybody should have themselves a WynnBET account, especially when they continue to give you this special offer where you bet $100, get $100 when you sign up for WynnBET. It's also a particularly fun time to sign up right now because March Madness is here. There are so many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. That is such a good offer. As I said, we've been offering it for a while and we always read the terms and conditions, and it does say offer is subject to change. It would be a shame to miss out on this one. And of course, as per usual for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There is so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the Winbet app. The offer subject to change, as I said. Terms and conditions available at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in a state where pay for Winbet is available. If you or someone that you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Now, before we move on to the FA Cup and looking ahead to the game between Manchester United and Fulham and the three other games as well, because as I mentioned on the EPL show, I made the decision to cover all four quarterfinals as a bonus on this edition of BetMUFC. I wanted to play a quick interview with Erik ten Hag. Now, usually we listen to the press conference. The press conference builds up to the next game, answers questions about the last game, answers questions looking ahead to the next game. A lot of these questions were, again, about how you're going to cope without Casemiro, who's suspended for four games, etc. There wasn't too much to recap from the Betis game. So what I decided to do instead was play a recent interview that Erik ten Hag did with his fellow Dutchman and former Manchester United striker Robin van Persie, who visited Old Trafford, visited Carrington, and got himself an interview with Erik ten Hag. So it's a short interview. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. I'm going to play the interview here. And after that, we're then going to move on to covering all of the FA Cup quarterfinal games. So have a listen to this.
Thanks, Erik, for making time to talk with me. I've noticed a very good atmosphere at the club. Do you think that there's a big change of the moment you started a job until now?
Of course, I think things changed. Last year was a lot of negativity around. But yeah. I think what we're now doing, and from day one, we started togetherness. So many people working here in a good way. Together, and that is here on Carrington with a lot of people, but also the vibe we have now again with the fans, and I think we have to make the fans proud.
Have you changed much in terms of rules, in terms of discipline, food, lifestyle?
Yeah, I have certain rules must be off the pitch, and because when there is no discipline in the rules off the pitch, and then it will transfer on the pitch. And for me, not many rules, because I'm working with adults, I'm working with players who have won everything already in the world. They know how to win trophies, so also they know what to do, and so which lifestyle they have to do, and they know that you have to act as a team and to be successful.
Did you change your philosophy a bit because you're in a different country now and you work at a different club? Or do you stick to your principles and your way of working?
Of course, I have a certain philosophy about I want to see football. And one thing is I want to play attacking, I want to play proactive. And it's not about the way you want to play, but the players, and they dictate the philosophy how you play. You have to adapt, definitely. For instance, for me, nowadays football is about you attack with 11 players and you defend with 11 players. So if you ask me about fullbacks, you find them sometimes in positions you don't expect them. Yeah, that's what I like. I'm looking for that type of players, yes, definitely. Yeah. But that's not what I discovered, because in 1974 there was a Dutch team and they play already total football. Yeah. And there was a keeper, he was the sweeper of the team.
Yeah.
And they play already with a very high line. Of course, they had a leader and a very creative player up front, Johan Cruyff.
Yeah.
And he was always the one thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
And it was managed by a great coach like Dennis Michels was.
Yeah. One other great partnership is Fernandes and Rashford. The way they find each other, especially Fernandes towards Rashford. Do you practice that specific with those two players based on their qualities?
Yes, you have to find out where are the connections.
Yeah.
And once you feel that players have a connection with each other, mm-hmm. You can improve it by not by focusing every day on it, but just by simple putting together in drills and show them video clips, how they can take benefit from each other.
Yeah. I saw that you had dinner with Sir Alex Ferguson. How big of a do you still feel his legacy around the club?
Every day,
yeah.
Every day he's here, and you feel that. I think he bring the winning mentality, but also an eye for creativity.
Yeah.
Always good strikers, like you were one of them. And so big personalities who decided big games.
Yeah.
And I think he brought it in this club.
Yeah.
And it's great to talk with him about.
Yeah. Off topic a little bit. I'm sure a lot of fans are wondering, what kind of hobbies do you have besides watching football matches?
Yeah. A lot, but in this moment,
we don't have time to
do other things. But still, I like to jog, I like to ski, I like to play golf, I like to go to the theater or to a movie. So many other things, hiking, so I love it to go in the mountains. Go hiking. So enough, but in this moment there's only
first,
one focus point, football.
A couple of trophies this year. I wish you all the best. Thanks for talking to me. And keep it going. You're doing a great
Robin.
Job.
Robin, it was my pleasure. Great.
It's a fun. Yeah? It's a joy to watch.
Very good.
Cheers. Robin, thanks.
Yeah, a little bit more of a fun piece than what we usually insert, which is usually Erik ten Hag playing chess with the media. A little interview with former player, as I said, Robin van Persie. So we're going to move on to the FA Cup quarterfinals. Before we do that, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, and Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus. Up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com and the promo code SGPN. So let's move on to those FA Cup quarterfinals. We are going to run chronologically. So we are not going to start with Manchester United. We are going to start with Manchester City. Manchester City, the outright favourites to win the competition at even money. Manchester United, the second favourites at 5-2. Brighton, the third favourites at 5-1. Fulham, 18-1. Everybody else is bigger than 25-1. And also, everybody else is not in the Premier League. Half of these teams are not in the Premier League. So what we are guaranteed to have after this round is a semi-finalist from the Championship, because in tomorrow's early game, Sheffield United take on Blackburn. And in the first game that we're going to cover here, Manchester City take on the leaders of the Championship, Burnley, who are managed by their former player, former legend and captain, Vincent Kompany. Manchester City are the 1-5 favourites to win this game. It's 7-1 on the draw, and it's 18-1 here on Burnley. The only way Manchester City don't win this game is if the FA Cup has become an unwanted distraction. They were given the toughest possible draw in the Champions League. Certainly what they would not have wanted, playing against the second favourites, Bayern Munich. I ultimately do feel that the winner of the Champions League will will end up coming from that game. So they're chasing down the Premier League. They could be 8 points behind Arsenal. In fact, I think they will be after Arsenal beat Crystal Palace tomorrow. Manchester City will have a game in hand, but points on the board are always better than games in hand. And it is looking like the game when they play against Arsenal at home will be a must win. And it will look like they can drop very, very few points, if any, for the rest of the running, which is concerning because so far, Manchester City's longest winning streak in the EPL this season, unlike other seasons, is 3 wins in a row. Manchester City have not won more than 3 games in a row in the EPL so far this season, which is unheard of for them. And they'll need to go on a better run than that if they are going to win the EPL. So it brings me back to my question, is the FA Cup an unwanted distraction, or could it possibly be the only trophy they win this season? Because if they don't win the FA Cup, and bearing in mind the only real competition that they have, at least on paper, is Manchester United, then this could be a trophyless season because they are not the favourites for the EPL. And while they are the favourites for the Champions League, they do have a mountain to climb, especially in their quarterfinal against Bayern Munich. So I ultimately do think that Manchester City will win this. And I also do think they'll do it by making a number of changes. But I think a rotated City side will end up conceding a goal here in this game. Manchester City come up against a side who have only failed to score in one of their last 11 games and are the highest scorers in the Championship. I don't think they are going to sit in here and play defensive. They're also going to name their best 11 as they already have the Championship in hand. Not only are they going to be promoted, but they are going to win the league comfortably. Whilst Manchester City, as I said, their priorities lie elsewhere. I think they'll win the game, but I do think they'll end up rotating players as well. So I'm giving Burnley a chance to score here. Both teams to score in this game is available at 6-4 plus 150. I think that offers up some significant value given that City are going to rotate and we are going to see some of the starters not in the team here, and especially changes at the back, I expect. I also like a bet here on Burnley to manage to have a total of 6 shots, because this is not 6 shots on target. This is just 6 shots overall. That one is priced up at 4-6 minus 150. This is, as I said, because Manchester City are going to rotate, and also because this Burnley team are an attacking team who have won the Championship already, and I don't think they're going to take a step back here. This is a side who have averaged 13.2 shots per game in the Championship and racked up 11 against Man United in the Carabao Cup. Well, they'll need half of that to cash this selection on 6 shots. Or 6.5 shots if you can find it. If you can get it at 6.5, that's at 8-11. If you get it at 6, which pushes on 6, that's at 4-6 minus 150. Another way to play this would be to take Manchester City to win and the both teams to score. By adding Manchester City to win rather than just the both teams to score, your 6-4 goes up to plus 200. And I'm going to take a punt on that. I'm going to make that my main lean here for this show. Don't expect to see Haaland. Don't expect to see 2 or 3 others. But ultimately, this is a squad where it's hard to recognise who the first team is. You only have really 3 or 4 mainstays in the team. Even Kevin De Bruyne this season isn't one of them. It's only really Haaland. It's only really Edison in goal. And then you could also make a case for Rodri, but that's about it. That's about it with this current Manchester City team in terms of who is a permanent starter. So anybody coming in is expected to do the job. And I think Manchester City will do the job, but I do think there'll be a concession of a goal here. So Manchester City and BTTS is going to be the way I'm going to go with this one. A plus 200 selection here to start your FA Cup quarterfinal previews. Up next, we move on to the game between Sheffield United and Blackburn, where Sheffield United are the 8-13 favourites here at home after knocking out Tottenham, 29-10 on the draw and 9-2 here on Blackburn Rovers. You'd think Sheffield United would be able to get through to the semi-final here. They'll be highly motivated. They're playing at home. And they're playing at home where they've already beaten Tottenham. And they actually beat Tottenham with some players out. They were suffering through not an injury crisis, but a sickness crisis. And Tottenham still didn't end up beating them. This is Sheffield United team who've won 8 of the last 10 home games. And they've already beaten Blackburn 3-0 earlier on in the season. Blackburn's away form has been their problem. It's been mixed all season. They've lost over half of their league trips. And their 2 wins in their last 8. They've only got 2 wins in the last 8 on the road. So I'm riding Sheffield United here. They'll have the momentum of beating Tottenham. They'll desperately want this. The home crowd should carry them through. This is going to be a huge cup atmosphere. And I'm going to go with the home team to get through to that FA Cup semi-final. Up next, we have Brighton against the underdog story of the FA Cup this season. Grimsby, you are here by winning away to Southampton. Can they do it again against Premier League opposition? The bookies say no, and so do I. I agree with the price of Brighton being the overwhelming 1-10 favourites to win this game. It's 10-1 on the draw, and it's 25-1 here on Grimsby. How do you end up betting this if Brighton are the 1-10 favourites? Well, I'm going to take Brighton to win it, and I'm going to tack on the over 3.5 goals here. Can't tack on the over 2.5 because that only gets you to 2-5. So I'm going to tack on the over 3.5. And that gives you the selection at even money plus 100. There is a possibility that we get a Grimsby goal here in this one. Grimsby struck twice against Southampton and have pulled off an upset in every round so far. And although I think their run will end here, I do think that they could score a goal. If they don't, we'll need 4 goals from Brighton, but that's definitely possible. Brighton have shown how ruthless they can be this season. They've already beaten Middlesbrough at 5-1 in the FA Cup and have managed 5 goals in a game twice so far this season. So we only need them to score 4. That's highly possible. So I'm happy to take this play. I'm going to take Brighton to pick up the win. I'm going to add on the over 3.5 here, giving me the price of even money plus 100 here for this one. Finally, we close out with the Manchester United game. Manchester United at home to Fulham, where United are the 1-2 minus 200 favourites. It's 15-4 here on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Fulham. I'm going to go Manchester United here simply because I'm going to ride out the home form that we have shown throughout the season. We've been very, very consistent at home. Old Trafford has been a fortress, and I see nothing changing here in this one. United have been unbeaten in their last 21 at Old Trafford, and they've won 18 of those games. In addition to that, if you're looking for more value, United have covered a minus 1.5 Asian handicap in 3 of the last 4 home wins and can beat Fulham here, in my opinion, with room to spare, with or without Casemiro. As long as Marcus Rashford's firing, I believe that we can win this game and win this game convincingly at home. I'm going to take United to win it with the over 1.5 goals as my main play. That gets you away from the 1-2 minus 200. I'm more confident about taking that rather than Manchester United in under 4.5 goals because Fulham are a team who like to attack. I don't think they're going to sit in, and we could see a high scoring affair here on this one. It's highly probable, in my opinion, that Fulham do get on the score sheet. They managed the goal when these two teams met at Craven Cottage, going down 2-1. But Fulham have conceded 6 goals across their last 2 games, and at the moment they're having a significant dip. Arsenal beat them comfortably, as we saw, and I do expect Manchester United to do the same. United have scored 3 goals in 3 of their last 5 home games, so it would not surprise me to see Manchester United scoring 3 goals here. I think over 1.5 to get a better price is a very risk-free tack on to get you away from the 1-2 minus 200, and that's going to be your main lean here for this one. That's it for me and this edition of BetMUFC. Good luck of all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.